What's the first thing you do in 2022 when you need something done, but you're not sure where to get it? You Google it, right? You need a plumber? You Google it. You need a mortgage? You Google it. You need a car detail or an oil change? You Google it. If your business doesn't show up in the top three or even on the first page in general when I Google something, chances are you're not getting my business. Actually, you're definitely not getting my business. It's that simple. Maybe you do show up, but you only have one review that was left by a customer in 2015. Well, you're not getting my business either. Websites by Students is a company that's here to help solve modern website issues for small and medium-sized businesses. The team at Websites by Students builds custom WordPress websites for small and medium-sized service businesses. Every website is 100% custom built, which means you tell them what you want on the site and they build it exactly to your needs. Every website comes equipped with Google Suite functionality, meaning the Google Map, Google integration is all built in right from the start. Their prices are incredibly affordable and their team is super professional to work with. They can build you a brand new website in under 3 weeks, and that comes with unlimited revisions. So they'll send you the first draft. If you don't like it, tell them to fix it as long as you want until the site looks exactly the way that you want it. They won't publish anything until it's perfect and you want it built the way that you want it. The best part about it is that every website package comes with 1 year worth of free website management. So 6 months after you get this site built, if you want to update something, whether it's copywriting or you want a restaurant and you want to add to your menu, just tell the team at Websites by Students to do it. They'll turn that around in under 48 hours and get that website updated for you to your exact specifications. It gets even better. Websites by Students is a purpose-driven organization. A portion of every website they build goes to a scholarship fund to help fight student debt for as many college students as they can. If you visit websitesbystudents.com today, fill out the contact form and mention the Get It Done podcast. You'll save 20% on your next website project. That could be as much as $500 worth of savings. And that $500 is more than likely going into that scholarship fund to help fight student debt. Visit websitesbystudents.com today to get your new website built or get your existing website updated so that it shows up on the first page of Google, if not the top three. Their goal is to make you number one. Call them today, visit their website, mention our podcast, save 20%. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Get It Done podcast. I'm Joe Zanke, your host, co-founder, COO of On Demand Storage. And today I'm with my guest, Juan Giraldo of Waku. Juan, how's it going, man?
Hey, Joe. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know, I know you're not in Boston yourself right this second, but you mentioned to me that you were just here and that your business is based out of here. So I love having any Boston-based company on the show whenever I can.
Sure. Yeah, Boston is very close to my heart. I actually lived in Boston for 4 years and a half, went to grad school in Boston. And just recently, at the end of 2020, I moved to New York. So I'm here in Brooklyn now.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, you know the city. I grew up just outside of Boston and have lived there for the last 3 years just in the city. So, no, it's great. It's great. I'm glad we share that in common. So look, I want to learn a little bit about you and Waku as well as my audience. You know, I think they do too. So tell me a little bit about yourself and then how you got started doing your business today. And then we can get into doing, you know, talking more about what Waku is and what your plans for the future are.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, just to give the audience a little background, Waku is a healthy beverage company where we make prebiotic herbal teas that support a healthy gut. All of our products are zero sugar, very low in calories, and we use only the highest quality natural ingredients. And we add prebiotic fiber to the products that support a healthy gut. I'm originally from Ecuador, as you may have noticed from my accent. I've been in and out the country for the past, you know, 15 years, but in 2016, I moved to Boston to pursue my MBA. So I went to Babson College. I always wanted to go there.
I went to Babson College myself.
You went to Babson. Look at that. I always wanted to go there. Couldn't do it for undergrad, so I decided to go there for grad school. And before coming to Babson, my co-founder and I, we worked in the tech industry. And we didn't like it. We wanted to start a business that could allow us to have a direct, positive socioeconomic impact in Ecuador, regardless of whether we would operate the business in Ecuador or overseas. We wanted a business that would be in an industry where Ecuador has a comparative advantage against other countries around the world. And so that reduces the options to only agriculture and tourism. Yep. And after doing a lot of research, we decided to settle down in agriculture, but with value added, right? Sure. As creating a consumer packaged good brand in the food and beverage industry. And then we used Babson as really the platform for exploration of the industry in the US, as well as a networking platform to, you know, start making those connections that could allow us to launch the company as soon as I graduated from school. And so, long story short, after 2 years in school, we learned that there was a big macro trend in the market around gut health. Many categories are being disrupted with products that support a healthy gut. And when we brought that down to beverages, we saw that there is mainly one that has been able to position itself as a gut health beverage, which is kombucha. Yep. And, you know, kombucha is a very polarizing flavor. Not a lot of people like it. And so we figured there must be an opportunity to bring to market a product that has the same benefits of a kombucha, but is more similar to a tea in terms of sensory experience and flavor. Sure. And that's what we decided to do. We realized that the tea category is massive, $7 billion in the US, 92% of household penetration. And all of the leading brands, so call them the Liptons, Arizonas, Snapples, all of them are loaded with sugars, empty carbs, and artificial ingredients. And we figured we could bring a highly differentiated product that, besides removing all the bads and adding all the goods, we would be adding prebiotic fiber to be on the trend of the gut health benefits.
Wow, that's awesome. What a great story. So not only a Boston guy, but a fellow Babson Beaver on the show today, which is great. That's yeah. Awesome. I love my experience at Babson. It helped me launch my entrepreneurial dreams as well. And so I'm glad, you know, I love hearing any stories where we have similar experiences in that regard. But Waku, I mean, it sounds like a super interesting product. It sounds like you guys, you know, really did your homework on finding opportunity before you launched. It sounds like, you know, I love that, you know, you had a passion for what you wanted to do. You saw an opportunity. You recognize not only a market, but kind of like a niche, you know, a sub niche of the market, which I think is huge, especially in the product space. And now you guys are exploring. So how long has it been since you've been off the ground and running?
So we officially launched the company in mid-June 2018. So it's a little more than 3 years
yep.
now.
Yep. Okay. And so where are you now? Where are you at with it now? So, I mean, you launch a company, but then comes, you know, the challenges of creating this product, sourcing this product, and then getting it to market. So tell me how you did that, and then we can get into how you're selling it now.
Sure. It's been a roller coaster, as you know, Joe. I mean, any single venture that you're taking off the ground will take you in many different directions. But we initially launched the brand with a distribution strategy that was geographically targeted. So our goal was to get into as many supermarkets in the New England region before expanding from there. The reason why is because we thought there are a lot of efficiencies supply chain wise and marketing wise to be very focused in a geographic area. And so we did that for the first, call it 1 year and a half, maybe a little more. And then the pandemic hit, and that forced us to restructure our entire distribution strategy. So we had developed the food service channel in New England, and the food service channel obviously went to zero after the pandemic. And the retail channel became a very different thing. So consumers were not going to a supermarket to find new items.
Right.
They were going on a mission to get staples and then go out.
Right.
And one thing I must add is that for an early stage consumer brand, field marketing is really important. It's the most effective way to put your product in the hands of the consumer to make them try it. And we lost the ability to do field marketing activations, call them demos, sampling events, you name it. And so as soon as we lost that ability, basically our marketing engine was broken. And at that moment, we had to make the decision of pulling back from our retail strategy and focus all of our resources in e-commerce, direct to consumer, and follow our consumers where they were. And so starting in April 2020, we pivoted And we focused on building our direct-to-consumer business. We focused on Amazon. And that's where we have been focused for the past year and a half now.
Gotcha. So getting the brand out to on Amazon, on these different social platforms. And then you guys have your own website, LiveLaku, where you sell the product, I'm assuming, through something like Shopify?
Exactly. Yeah. Shopify, we sell it by the case. So it's, you can get variety packs and all the different flavors. And, as a business, it was interesting because we had to unlearn many of the capabilities we had learned on how to run a retail-focused business and then learn how to run a digital business, basically. So it's, different skills, different capabilities, different people.
Oh, completely different.
It took us a few months to get things off the ground, but looking back in hindsight, I think is one of the most beneficial things that has happened to the company, because it's not only the most efficient way to get to your initial customers, but it builds an amazing feedback loop for you to learn what your consumers think about your product, your brand, your messaging, your positioning, and then refine that. So then when you go to retail, which is a little less forgiving, your product is ready to be on the shelf and ready to scale.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's just completely different businesses, and I think a lot of people, during when that hit, had to make those types of adjustments where you're going from doing one thing, learning it. Like you said, it takes time to, any good thing takes time, and anything that you're going to end up doing well and getting out to market well, takes time to learn and how you're positioning yourself. So you guys went from doing that locally, regionally, like you mentioned, probably starting to get the hang of it, to pandemic. Oh no, now we have to completely alter our motives of getting our product out there and go completely digital. But I think I'm assuming that now that you've been able to learn the digital side of the business, there's probably still continued learning. But with the way things have kind of trended, retail coming back a little bit, things opening up, vaccines getting pushed out, you guys, are you able to take advantage of both at this point a little bit?
So that's exactly the plan. So now that we have a solid direct-to-consumer business, and that with the data we have gathered, we feel a lot more confident about our product and strategy decisions. Now the goal is to get back to retail in the Northeast, focused in the natural channel. So call them the Wegmans, the Whole Foods of the world. And so the goal is that by May of 2022, before the summer hits, we should be in these supermarkets in the Northeast. So we're already, working with brokers to get into these retail shops.
Oh, wow. Good for you. That's awesome.
The future of any consumer brand, it's omnichannel, Joe, I think. So it's you need a strong DTC component. That is, you mostly use it to test things and to gather data. But then consumers have different use occasions and they find you in different touch points. So you need to be available where they are.
For sure. Now with a product like you're selling, I don't sell anything like that personally, but when you're selling something consumable and something in packs of 12, I'm assuming that, having things on hand and being able to order inventory quickly is something that, you guys are always kind of facing, maybe like a balancing act. Has this been something that you've needed to raise outside funding for? Have you had investors come in, or are you guys kind of bootstrapping this thing?
Sure. Yeah. No. It's very tough to scale a beverage business without outside capital, because you have a lot of money tied up in working capital, inventories, and receivables. We are in angel stage. We've raised a little over 1.2 million now, and it's actually interesting that you ask, because today we're in a crowdfunding equity campaign. So when you go to republic.co/waku, you can find our campaign, and anywhere, people from anywhere all over the world can invest in Waku now from a minimum of $100.
Wow. Wow, it's amazing. So, this is launching today, you said?
No, it's actually launched a little over a month ago. We already have close to $100,000 there from investors all over the world. And the goal is that with this capital, we'll be able to launch a new and improved formulation and branding that we've been working on for the past few months. Wow. Continue to improve our direct-to-consumer business, double down on the acquisition strategies that are working, and then launch in retail, as I just mentioned, because as soon as we get into retail, then we will build a new field and sales team that needs to be checking in stores in the field every day.
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, that's fantastic. If you wouldn't mind, you know, what we can do is when we launch this episode, we can share that if there's a link, some information about, you know, the investment and people, you know, the audience, if anybody hears the story, sees the product, wants to check it out and wants to maybe help you guys out with that, I'd be more than happy to help you promote it in any way.
Thank you, Joe. We do appreciate that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So look, this has been great. You know, Juan, I think you guys are doing some fantastic stuff. I think you're doing all the right things. I love the space that you're in. I think it's super important. You know, health and wellness have never been more, I think, on the forefront than they are right now, you know, especially with what's going on with COVID and just with what's going on in science in general. You know, all these discoveries, gut health is something that I've been trying to take more seriously in my life. I know that, you know, as you start to get older, it can catch up with you, especially if you haven't been maybe eating the right foods, you know, on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So I love what you're doing. I think there's tremendous opportunity and upside. You guys already have a great brand and presence online. It looks like, you know, just the website. I love the way it's built. So congratulations on your successes so far. And, you know, I'm looking forward to watching you guys grow. I appreciate you coming on the show and telling us about your company.
No, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's always a pleasure to connect with another Babson.
It is. It's awesome. So where can people find your product or contact you if they want to get in touch?
Sure. Yeah. The best way is to get Waku through our website. So www.leadwaku.com or amazon.com. Just type Waku T. And the best way to connect with me, it's my email, juan@leadwaku.com.
Perfect. That sounds great. Well, thank you, Juan. I appreciate you coming on here and sharing your story. And like I said, I look forward to continuing to follow you guys and helping you any way I can and hopefully trying some Waku someday soon.
Sure. I'll make sure to send you a case, Joe.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it, man. Thank you.
Thank you for the chat.
Take care.